It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm BJ Austin. The Orlando nightclub shooting has prompted businesses across the country and in North Texas to boost security. In Dallas, police are working with the FBI to watch over entertainment districts like gay-friendly Oak Lawn. KERA's Stephanie Kuo spoke to a national security expert who says ramping up security in everyday spots may not be the most effective solution.
Nightclubs, restaurants, buses, schools, shopping malls, they're known as soft targets. Places with little security, where lots of people stroll freely. Places that can be easy for terrorists to strike. Sahar Aziz is an associate professor at the Texas A&M Law School in Fort Worth. She specializes in counterterrorism and national security.
The reason why terrorism has continued to exist is because it's very adaptable. They look to see where the governments or the militaries or the police forces are focused, and then they find the places where they're not focused because they know that it is practically impossible to protect everything and everyone at all times.
Security officials in the U.S. have long feared these places would become more common targets. And over the weekend, that fear became reality when Omar Mateen killed 49 people and injured more than 50 others at a gay nightclub in Orlando. This comes after terrorist bombings at the Brussels airport and subway and the Paris attacks on a restaurant, nightclub, and soccer stadium. Security has already been stepped up in Dallas's Oak Lawn area. Lee Doherty owns Alexander's, a gay bar on Cedar Springs. He led the push to improve safety in the neighborhood following a spate of assaults against gay men.
We improved the infrastructure of security cameras, added armed security at nights on the weekends, and did exterior-facing cameras so we not only focus on the inside of our business, but also focus on the outside to protect staff members and patrons.
Doherty doesn't foresee increased security in the wake of the Orlando attack. On Sunday, though, Mayor Mike Rawlings announced that Dallas police will boost its presence in entertainment districts. Security expert Sahar Aziz wonders just how effective extra security is for soft targets.
It'll completely change our way of life, where we will be concerned about safety everywhere we go, which is precisely what terrorists want, is they want to create this indefinite state of insecurity.
Aziz also says beefing up security at everyday places doesn't get to the root of the problem. She argues the U.S. needs to take a hard look at its lax gun laws, which make mass shootings like these easier. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.
When a tragedy plays out during the school year, most kids get information and context from their teachers and have plenty of opportunities to discuss things with classmates. During the summer, though, a lot of kids have more downtime and freer access to both TV and the internet, where coverage of the Orlando shootings is everywhere. And that presents a challenge for parents and the folks who put on summer camps. At a West Dallas camp called Readers to Leaders, instructor Lisa Marshall says if kids bring up the shootings, she'll talk with them individually about their concerns.
It's important to let kids know that we all work really hard to keep them safe and to keep us safe, and that the takeaway message here is that it's important to treat everybody that you come into contact with respect and dignity and love, and that if we're all being kind to each other, we're going to make a better world where things like this maybe don't happen.
Experts have a lot of advice for parents talking to kids about acts of violence. For example, avoid having those conversations close to bedtime and try to prevent elementary school kids from seeing upsetting photos and video. Another recommendation, limit explanations for preschoolers to a single sentence like, a bad man hurt people. For more tips on how to talk to kids, go to keranews.org. The electric car company Tesla is novel in many ways. It's a new company trying to sell a new vision for the automobile. And it sells its cars in a different way, directly to consumers. No need to go through a dealership. But not in Texas. State law prohibits car companies here from selling directly to consumers. KERA's Christopher Connolly reports on a new push by Tesla to change that.
At the Texas Republican Party convention in Dallas last month, the exhibitors hall had all the usual booths promoting conservative causes and candidates. Smack dab in the middle was something less usual, a cherry red Tesla Model S.
Hello, how are you, sir?
Good.
Great. Do you want to check out the Tesla? Sit inside.
Tesla Fort Worth store coordinator Jesse Houlihan ticks off the attributes of the $70,000 car: the flat-screen console in the dashboard, the roomy interior.
You got all kinds of extra space in there for your cruise signs. Put them right in the middle.
Detailing the car's features is about all Tesla employees can do in Texas, even in their own showrooms.
You can't go into a Tesla showroom, drive the car, and say, man, I want that, give me the paperwork. You have to go online or call California and get it shipped to you.
David White is a lobbyist for Tesla in Austin. Texas is one of a handful of states that limits car sales to independent dealerships. For Tesla, those dealerships are unnecessary middlemen. They want to cut them out and sell cars directly to consumers.
So if you want to buy a Ford from Ford or a Tesla from Tesla, you should be able to do that. Or if you choose, you could go to a car dealer if you want to do that. But right now, the consumer does not have that option in Texas.
White brought that bright red Model S to the convention in an effort to get a plank added to the state GOP's platform, supporting the rights of Texans to buy cars directly from manufacturers. The plank passed overwhelmingly.
You know, we preach Texas is wide open for business. So if that is the case, we need to end frivolous regulations that prevent consumers from buying direct.
Yes, this is the Don Herring Mitsubishi Plano store. We built this store in 2001.
Step into Don Herring Mitsubishi in Plano, and you get a different take on dealer franchise laws.
We have our sales desk and our sales team working hard to help customers out.
Herring is on the board of the Texas Automobile Dealers Association. He says his three dealerships have to compete with others on price and service, and that's good for consumers. Texas has been protecting independent auto dealers since the 1950s, and he says that's created a chance for local entrepreneurs like him to build successful small businesses.
So, not saying we want to overregulate business, but saying we want to keep regulations in place that allow for opportunity, so that the next generation of entrepreneurs will be able to go out and start small businesses.
Allowing direct sales, he says, could mean dealers like him would end up competing with the manufacturers they depend on for everything, and that would put them at a disadvantage.
It's not just going to hurt my 100 employees or those that are working at other car dealerships. It's not just going to put them out of business. It's not going to put downward wage pressure on the auto business the way we saw downward wage pressure with Walmart coming in. But you're also going to have fewer people giving back to the community.
Over the last 3 years, Tesla has spent up to $2.5 million on dozens of lobbyists in Austin. So far, though, the company has ended up with bupkis. Bills proposed to exempt Tesla from the dealer franchise law have gone nowhere. University of Houston political scientist Brandon Rodinghouse says changing the status quo is always an uphill battle, especially when the status quo benefits a well-financed and well-connected industry.
Every member of the legislature has an auto dealership in their district. And so these are people who have local ties. They employ people who work and live in the district. And so there is a more local connection to legislators who don't want to see those kinds of things change.
This week, Tesla will be at the Texas Democratic Convention in San Antonio. In January, they'll try again for legislation in Austin to change the way cars are sold in the Lone Star State. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
Those North Texas thunderstorms have rolled east and are headed toward the state line, clearing the way for sunny skies, mostly sunny skies, for the rest of the work week. Highs in the low to mid-90s. Right now it's 80 in Dallas, 83 in Fort Worth, 88 in Wichita Falls, and 86 in Tyler. At 6:30, this is KERA News.